You're tuned to Katie and Kay. The time is 4:33, and there's sure to be a rainbow out there somewhere with all this rain we've been getting today. And with rain and cold weather comes sickness. Unfortunately, our guest for today had to cancel due to a sickness. We know that especially school counselors are vulnerable this time of year to the germs making their way through our school system. But that gives us an opportunity to get to know the host of Let's Talk a little bit better. I'm joined by Jill Rubin.
Thank you, Raleigh. So today's conversation on Let's Talk is going to be Raleigh and Jill talking. What is Let's Talk? How did Let's Talk get conceived, and why are we here on Katie and Kay? Is that right, Raleigh?
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun opportunity. We've done a few shows now. I think probably five, maybe six.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are probably curious to know a little bit more about you and your background and what brings you to Katie and Kay and what inspires you to make radio. So to begin, where were you born, Jill?
I was born in Los Angeles, California. And both of my homes, childhood, adulthood, were a mixture of Chicago and Los Angeles. So I hail from very, very big, bustling cities. One has architectural acumen like nothing else at Chicago, and the other has an entertainment community that inspired and was born in the creativity and just the media. And when I became an adult and it was time to go into the business world, the media spoke to me really loud and clear. It's a fast-trending industry. It's a teamwork industry. It is a very creative industry. And I have always been very, very curious on the lives of people. I read memoirs. I watch documentaries. I used to produce docuseries and the talk show. So Let's Talk was actually evolved out of who I've become. And when I left Los Angeles and I decided to change the chapter and move into a completely different chapter of my life, that talk show, that curiosity has always stayed with me no matter where I went. And I wound up here in 2017 in the Aspen Valley, in the Roaring Fork Valley, and pursuing everything that I could to get to know my new community, my new home, and the lives of our community members, the day-to-day passions, the day-to-day trials and tribulations has inspired me just to keep going with this. And Let's Talk was born out of that. Let's Talk is, let's chat about our community. What's going on? Everything from the great stuff in our skiing and our sports and to the things that are plaguing us, the mental illness, the economics are very trying. And that's what I wanted to delve into. So Katie and Kay, being on the forefront of all things community, of all things talk radio and music, and it just being that community center, I feel so very, very fortunate and grateful that we met, that you've given me this opportunity, because I promise you this, all you Katie and Kay listeners, everything that Let's Talk is going to talk about is going to be about you. I have a personal belief. Our habits may be different. Our day-to-day lives may be different. But the core of us is the same. And I want to expose that. We are here all walking on this earth together. What are we going to do to make it the best life that we can? So that's a lot about Let's Talk. I'd like to take it on the road someday. Let's talk around the world. And there's a lot of stories out there.
And they all start here, right, in this studio.
And they all start right here in the studio.
So it's been fun for me as program director to develop shows with new hosts that have come in. We have The Tactile Traveler is one. I don't know if you caught that with Nick Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to re-air the first episode tomorrow in lieu of Ask the Vet. Those ladies had to take the day off. But that's one example. You are another new host, and it's fun to watch the concept kind of shake out and define itself. And I remember in the beginning, we did a lot of interviews spotlighting the local agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
our farmer series.
That's right. And the focus on wellness has taken us now to mental health. Your guests were going to be Superintendent Rob Stein, as well as a Basalt High School counselor.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
So how do you connect the two? What's the similitudes between good food and mental health for you?
Well, on a personal level, to me, food is health. You know, what we eat is ultimately how we're going to perform and how we're going to feel, and everybody from the athlete down to the person who's got some chronic illnesses and so forth. And I'm fascinated about food. I'm fascinated where we're going with it and, you know, how we're evolving and how we're watching our kids learn about food. This is something that's extraordinary in this valley. I literally just came from Farm Collaborative, and they are giving out their annual Thanksgiving bags this year. And everything was from local farmers. And there were lines and lines of people that signed up for it. So I am now living in a community that it's almost like-minded. We are thinking alike. And I want to be able to be part of the conversation or to guide the conversation. What are you thinking about? From Glenwood Springs to Aspen, what are we doing? What do we need to talk about? What do we need to expose? And that's the thrill for me, to be in a smaller community versus these big cities that I have come from, that we have that opportunity to talk about these things and solve some problems on a local level. We have police departments working with the local hospitals. We have, you know, Mountain Rescue working alongside of, you know, the athlete. And so it's an extraordinary opportunity to take either the farmer series and the farmers who are very much part of the zeitgeist of what's going on here, all the way into the business community. And everybody's connected. Mm-hmm. So let's just keep talking about it and talking about what's on your mind and what needs to be done. And mental illness is, you know, it's epidemic right now. And we're hearing about it every day. It's in the local newspapers. Every day it's on the shows. KD&K has a platform like no other for the community. You allow people like myself and others to have the platform to get the word out or to invite the word in. That's what Let's Talk's about. What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind? What should we explore together or everybody together? Mm-hmm. So Farmers was very, very much part of the beginning, you know, the food, what are you eating? How are you feeling from it? And now we're moving into the mental illness. And I'm sure next month we're going to be talking about the holidays and how do we put all of it together. So eventually everything is going to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you mentioned you're volunteering with the Farm Collaborative. Is that something that you've done previously living in other places? Or are you sort of newly getting into direct connection with agriculture?
No, this volunteering has always been in my soul. Mm-hmm. I've always done it wherever I've lived. But the food, the agriculture, as you call it, yes, it's been new for here.
Okay.
It's been new for here because it's accessible here. In big cities, you really, although I take that back now, I was going to say we haven't had that. I didn't have it in the big cities. Now, The inner cities of these big cities are getting into agriculture on rooftops and old parking lots and teaching the kids in an inner city school how to grow their own food. So it's pretty big. And we're fortunate here in our community that we have people that are, because it's not an industry you get very wealthy at. So,
and I think that in my experience, working with the plants, with the soil, being familiar with the countless species that we get to interact with, is certainly good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you would agree.
It's interesting you bring that up. I've been shocked. I've been curious. I don't understand. I've been questioning, because for me, very much like you, Raleigh, when I moved here in 2017, the outdoors became my medicine, became my way of, oh, I'm having a rough day today. I know, I'll go take a hike. And immediately within that hour of that hike, I'm thinking differently. I'm feeling differently. So it's become part of my everyday maintenance and my mindfulness and living in the nature. And I'm an example of what it can do for you. So I was very puzzled when I started to learn about the mental illness in our community. I would think to myself, wait a minute, why is that happening? And so it's a conversation, and it was so intriguing to me to find out, why do I feel this way and I'm getting all the benefits from our nature, and yet we have so many people that are suffering the opposite. So it's a whole thing for me on a personal level. I agree mm-hmm. with you 100%. And, you know, we even have another organization that you may have talked about, and I'm sure Katie and Kay has had them on. It's Huts for Vets. Mm-hmm. I attended a meeting that they had, and they're on the same principle. Why are they here in the valley? Because they have access to get up to that mountain and bring some of their, and they bring in vets from all over the country for a program that they have developed that they really believe. They go up for several weeks and they read and they walk and they hike, and they're trying to heal some of their wounds, both physical and emotional and mental.
Yeah, certainly something that the people of our listening area of this region understand the importance of getting outside, and can become a very busy place. There's a lot going on almost all the time, and a lot of amazing organizations to become involved with. And I've seen you really putting yourself into the community and volunteering all over and trying to attend many events. So how do you personally deal with that balance of, you know, the time needed alone in nature and the sort of constant social opportunity that exists here?
Social opportunity in regards to?
To volunteering, to connecting, to attending events.
Well, let's be perfectly honest and open here. This is when you're new. I'm a newbie. I will not become a local, they say, for 25 years. I've been to it for 2.5 to almost 3 years now. I've accepted it. It's okay. So I force myself. One of the things that I did not know a soul here. I did not have a job when I moved here, and I didn't have a place to live, really, when I moved here. It was a calling. It was a very, very strong calling. I did a lot of research on the community and the communities, I should say, and that is what my decision was based on. The art community, the intellect community, the farming community, all of what everybody has here is what eventually was my decision to make a life here. Having said that, living in this state of curiosity that I live in, I knew right then and there it would be thrilling for me to just get involved. And how do you do that? You volunteer, different organizations. So that was my first thing that I did, is I started volunteering in all different organizations, whether it was the Institute or the farming or wherever I could find a place. I even did food and wine 1 year because everybody said, oh, you've got to do food and wine. Been there, done that. I don't necessarily need to do that another year, but I want to be living in a community that recognizes that each and every person in that community is tied together one way or another. I attended a meeting not too long ago at Pitkin County, and I thought this was brilliant. You really don't get this on a large scale in big cities, but it was a think tank. It was people who, it was the mental illness with one of our guests that we had, Karen, if you remember, the director of Pitkin County, and she had this meeting where this woman came in as a moderator, and everybody came up with ideas, what can we do? And so it was a think tank, and it was a discussion, and it was creative, and she put everything on paper, and the next thing they're going to do is now present what the community needs to the decision makers, to the people who fund these programs. Community, what I've come away with in the Roaring Fork Valley is everything gets done with the people who are living in the community, working in the community. It's not easy. This is a very trying place to live and earn a living. You have a lot of things against you, but yet you have a lot of things for you. And we've got to find that balance. Mm-hmm. We have to find that balance. So...
Well, you mentioned holidays mm-hmm. as a possible topic for next month's show. Mm-hmm. You have this show monthly at 3:30 on the, or sorry, 4:30 on the third Thursday of the month. What kind of other programs do you have in mind or ideas for 2020?
Well, I follow the trends. I really do. I research the trends. I read the trends. What are people talking about? And then I start doing the research on the particular guests and the subjects. What do we need? You know, there'll be fun shows. There'll be fun shows of what people are doing or how they inspired us. We did a couple of entrepreneurial shows with some marketing people. And creative ideas in that regard. I would love to do that. I want the blood and the movement of what's happening in this valley, whether it's great, whether it's inspiring and fun, or whether it's very serious and we have to find a way together to solve it. That's why we were doing the mental health. Holidays are coming. I had an idea that I was going to talk to you about, as a matter of fact. I would like to talk about what happens from the switch. Now we're going into the hospitality. Now we're going into a very, very busy time of year for most locals because we are dealing with an influx of hundreds and thousands of people coming through our towns. What does that do to us? How does that? I know it benefits us economically. It's great. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, is it fun? Is it stressful? What are we going to do when we come out of it? You know, what happens to everybody? Because I know we go very quiet come April, the middle of April, when our mountains close. I think it's a very exciting time to talk about a lot of different things. We have skiers from all over the world that come. Love to chit-chat with them. Why'd they pick us? Mm-hmm. So, and the holidays here, they're beautiful. Again, we've got that nature thing. Let's get out there and bundle up. Conversation is very happy and high and, you know. So maybe we'll talk about hospitality and what it does to our local economy. You're a business owner. You have a shop down the street. You have a restaurant up the street. You cater. Let's talk about that good stuff because we all need that good stuff. The holidays can be really rough when you're that busy. Mm-hmm. An idea.
Yeah.
An idea. But truly, let's talk. If the vision is for me to take it on the road and talk to people from all different cultures, from their day-to-day lives, I want it to be, this is the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. This is what makes us tick. And what do we need to do to stay together and rise above whatever issues we may have going on.
I certainly appreciate the, you mentioned your curiosity and that really comes through, and also just your proactivity, your positivity. I think there's like a go get it sort of attitude to your approach and your interviewing and the guests that you select. And some of the topics are difficult, as you mentioned, but they're done in a way where we're really searching for, okay, so what's being done? What can be done?
I think we're in really, really difficult times. I feel it personally. I haven't watched a newscast. I'll be honest with you. I'm not illiterate. I know what's going on in the world, but I've not watched a newscast. It's completely changed my entire habit since November 2016. I have not watched it. I don't want the rhetoric. I don't want that negative energy. I don't want any of that kind of thing going on because I want to be that person that you come to that says, I got to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be involved on the other side of it. So having said that, I think that Let's Talk and my curiosity together allows me to say what's going on. I don't want to talk about the negativity of it. I want to talk about you're feeling it. Let's together find a way to move past it because you're not the only one feeling it. I think that's going on everywhere. So we need people to say, it's okay that you're feeling this way. This is the facts. As a community, how can we grow from it? And we'll get there. We have to do things together, everybody. This cannot be in an autonomous world. And we have to be very careful because that's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Again, bringing in the valley. People should not be inside. It's not, you know, it's not Chicago or Minnesota in the dead of winter. We're as much outside in the wintertime as we are inside. And we have to really remember that because it'll help us. It'll heal us mm-hmm. to be outside.
And that connectivity is what's going to make the difference.
Mm-hmm. 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 And again, as I praise KDNK, everybody out there, you have to have people like yourselves. You have to have a platform where people like myself and all the guests that we're going to bring on and all the conversations and all the different shows that you've been talking about you're developing and whether we move into podcasting on top of radio and so forth. These are conversations that have to continue and they grow and they heal. And that's what a platform such as KDNK and your radio broadcast is all about.
And that said, it all starts at DJ training, and mm-hmm. our next DJ training is tomorrow at 5:15 here at the station on 2nd Street in Carbondale. So you can just show up, be yourself, and we'll get you on the track towards being a DJ, whether that's music or talk. KDNK exists to allow us to connect in this really unique way. And we're about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I want to end by saying this. The theme song that we started with and that we're going to end with, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it's almost my personal mantra. My life is on a yellow brick road. I refer to it. I've labeled it. Someday the memoir will be on my yellow brick road. And I want everybody to understand we're all on our own yellow brick road. And there is somewhere over the rainbow. And we're going to do this together, no matter how difficult it is. So reach out for help if you need help. The community is strong and powerful and ready to be there for you. And so are all of us.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And on that note, thank you so much, Jill Rubin.
Thank you, sir.